It has been a surprise for many, especially social media commentators, who were expecting the deputy prime minister supposed to be given to Sam Basil. Initially, he was given a ministry without portfolio. That also drew a lot of criticism against Basil and against the prime minister. And a few days later, he was given a statement was released by the prime minister's office saying that Basil had been given the ministry for communications, IT and energy. Now, the energy bit is the one that has confused a lot of people. Not many people saw it coming. According to the statement done by the prime minister, it's both of them are intertwined. They relate to each other. That's how it's played out in Port Moresby.
Is there any word from Sam Basil himself in response to this? Has he spoken about what his priorities will be as the new minister, as you say, for three different areas, communications, IT and energy?
Yes, there has been a short statement put out. He says he will release an official statement as to what his priorities will be. But in terms of the energy perspective, he's had a strong interest in energy and electricity because in his electorate he's done a fair bit on rural electrification. Rural electrification is, I guess, one of the important things that have secured his win again and again in the elections. So he has a strong interest in that area and also communications and information technology. The whole district has access to 4G, the schools have internet access. So that's been a particular area of interest for him personally.
Obviously, Sam Basil did defect from the opposition. He had been very outspoken against the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, and his PNC party. You referred earlier to social commentators online. What's the reaction been to this in general about, I guess, swapping allegiances?
There's been mixed reactions, actually. Some have come out and congratulated Sam Basil for being given the ministry. Others still are standing back and saying, okay, let's see what will happen from here. Others have been very critical about Sam Basil jumping ship from the opposition to the government. So that's some have stood their ground saying, you know, we'll still be critical about it and we don't actually believe what's happening. We think that he served his own interests. Those are the kind of debates that are happening online and in discussions everywhere.